Hello, everybody. This is Ry Tharp here on KMMR Mustang Radio, and on Coach's Corner today, we are catching up with Coach Hammond. How's it going, Coach?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Glad to hear, and you got some good news for us here today. Of course, I've been following, and most people around here have been following. The divisionals went well.
Yeah.
That first game versus Shelby, I mean, that's a heck of a – that was 72-43. How'd that game go, I mean, going into it? What was your guys' mindset for divisionals?
Well, yeah, we just take one game at a time, of course, and we talked about Shelby quite a bit. They can play pretty well and because they can shoot so well, so they do surprise people sometimes during the year, and you have to make sure you get out and cover them their shooters up. They don't have post players inside, really, that they're not going to try to score inside, so they're going to penetrate and kick it out and try to hit outside shots. And they set a lot of screens, and they set double and triple screens and lots of kind of crazy stuff, but they get a lot of shots out of it, out of their sets. And so we knew we had to get out on them. And we got quite a bit of scoring in that. We had Emery Stewart had 17. Ellie Anderson had 13. Try to go in order here, but I might mess it up. Kelby Nelson had 7. Oh, I forgot. Neva Jacobson had 12. Denver Tuss had 6. We got 3 points from Kendall Clausen, 2 from Gianna Lamb, and Addison Ulrich. We were 8-for-5 from the free throw line, which is good. We just didn't shoot very many free throws. We kind of figured we could get that win. We thought we would be in pretty good shape there. We just had to make sure we focused on that and didn't think about Chinook too much yet. But we got that win, and Chinook was next on the schedule.
And of course, Chinook, I mean, you guys obviously won there, 55-41. Chinook was in a different class prior, correct?
Well, they were in a different district.
Different district, that's what it was.
There's the 1B and the 2B, and we're in the 2B. And there's 7 Class B leagues in Montana. And the 1 and the 2 went together in this divisional. And then the 3, 4, and 5 are together in the South, and the 6 and 7 are together in the West. So, yeah, they were in a different district, even though they're not that far from us. Harlem is in our district, and Chinook's in the other one. So the line there between Harlem and Chinook, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we had played them earlier in the year and got beat pretty bad. So, but that's when we were still pretty green, and they had a lot more experience than us, you know, because they had kind of the same team as they had last year. So.
And so going with that mindset, you know, you lost to them once before. Going into that game, what'd you tell your girls on that one?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they felt like there was a ton of pressure. I think in past years, there's been more pressure. It's been really nice this year that, we haven't had a bunch of upset when we only win by 7 or, you know, things like that. And we've lost a lot of games. So we're pretty, we're pretty experienced as far as knowing that we're not perfect and we can't make everything work exactly how we want it. So I think we knew we just had to come in and play well. We were nervous, but we tried not to be. And we shot really well. We shot 23-for-30 from the free throw line, which is a lot better than we've shot in the past. And we got to the free throw line a lot. We played a zone against Chinook because they're kind of more of a team that's going to penetrate first, not be looking quite so much to shoot the outside shot. And they've got really good players that can beat you off the dribble. So we wanted to have some help behind. And they struggled a little bit with it. So that was good. Our zone defense was collapsing in and recognizing who their players were. And it made it tough for them. And the kids just... they did it right, and I give them credit. Denver Tuss had 18. Ellie Anderson had 10. Emery Stewart had 9. Neva Jacobson had 7. Addison Ulrich had 4 points. Gianna Lamb had 3 points. Kendall Clawson and Kelby Nelson each had 2 points. Like I said, 23 for 30 from the free throw line. It was pretty even on rebounding, pretty even on a lot of things, but we just, I think we shot better, and the turnovers were 15 us, 16 them, so everything was pretty close, but we just shot the ball a little better, I guess. played good defense, made them take some bad shots.
Always helps. Defense is key.
Yeah.
Well, then, of course, moving into the next game, championship game versus Poplar, how'd the girls feel on that one?
Well, that one's kind of, well, they felt good because Chinook had just won before our game. So we knew that even if we lost that game, we were still going to the state tournament because Chinook was not going to be able to challenge us. While you're in the locker room, you're feeling good. You're feeling a little bit, you know, excited about the fact that you're going to state and stuff, but then once the ball gets tossed in the air and you start playing, then you're just, it's back to the kind of the stress and the rigors of it, and you kind of forget about all that and you're just trying to get first. Poplar is tough because we've never beat them by double digits, and it's always close, and this is the fourth time we've played them now, and you know, it just gets tougher and tougher all the time, and they feel like they're due, and we just kind of, we hung on again. We built a 21-13 halftime lead and just held on to that lead. Again, shot decent free throws, 11 for 16. Kendall Clawson led us that night with 11 points. Neva Jacobson had 10, and Denver Tuss had 10. Kelby Nelson and Addison Ulrich each had 5. 4 points for Emery Stewart, 2 for Ellie Anderson. I think I caught everybody there. Holding on in that second half, in that fourth quarter, we were turning the ball over a little bit and having some trouble with the press, but we had built up enough lead that it just couldn't quite come back. And then, of course, last night, Poplar lost to Chinook in the challenge game. So Chinook will be at the state tournament with us. Poplar's done.
So while we're on that subject, so I wasn't aware that another team, how does that challenge game work exactly?
Well, if there's only two teams that go to state, the first and second place team in that championship game should probably go. That's what makes sense. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the team that gets third, like Chinook did this time, only lost to the first place team, which was us. So Chinook can say, well, listen, the only reason we got third and not second is because we played Malta on Friday night, not Saturday night. That's not fair for Poplar to get second and us third when we both lost to the same team and we both only lost once. So if there's that situation that comes up, the third place team and the second place team have to play in basketball anyway. They have to play each other to see who's actually legitimately second place because they both lost to us. And it just so happened Chinook lost the night before. Now, if there was three teams that went to state, they'd just leave it as is and say, well, it doesn't matter. You're still going to state. Prove it at state. But when it's a two-team to state, they let that third-place team have a legitimate chance, fairly so, because if they haven't played each other yet, it's just a bracketing thing that made Chinook be third instead of second. It wasn't decided on the floor. It was just the bracketing the way it was aligned.
Oh, okay. Well, with divisionals wrapped up and everything, who, in your mind, obviously all the girls played phenomenal. Did you have any, you know, best player for the divisionals, like most improved, anything like that? Any names pop up to the top of your list?
Well, we don't really get into that too much. We had some big games. We had different kids step up every night, which was cool. Emery Stewart had led us in scoring the first night. Denver Tuss the second night. Kendall Clawson the third night. I think one of the nice things about our team is that we've got lots of different kids that can step up and lead us and score. And I'm sure we've had, you know, several times where Neva Jacobson, of course, has led us in scoring. We've had Ellie Anderson lead us in scoring a lot. Kelby Nelson's led us in scoring. There's just, we're pretty balanced, and it makes it, I think that's a good advantage to have, and it's hard to figure out what to do defensively on us. There will be all conference and all state selections coming out after this weekend, but I can't say anything about that yet. But
understandable.
We do have some good balance on our team. We've got some really good players too. Yeah.
So what's going ahead? So heading into state this week, what's the mindset for you and the girls?
Well, hopefully it's kind of positive and relaxed. We play Florence the first game. Florence is number 3 out of the West. On our side of the bracket, there's 4 teams. Florence, of course, is one of them, like I said. The other one is Huntley Project and Missoula Loyola. So if we win, we play the winner of those two games, or of Huntley Project and Loyola. If we lose, we play the loser of Huntley Project and Loyola. So those are the 4 on our side. We definitely know Huntley Project. We've read a lot about them. We know they've got some pretty good players. We watched some film of Florence and Loyola last night. Loyola is definitely a good team as well. They're the number 2 from the West. Florence is the number 3 from the West. So as the number 1 seed, we get to play a number 3 seed. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be – every team there is pretty good. So Florence can definitely shoot the ball. They're very aggressive. They like to press a lot, pressing and running up and down and forcing turnovers, and they'll turn it over themselves, but they like to get things going pretty pretty fast. Excuse me. And really all we've talked about too much is Florence so far. On the other side of the bracket, you've got Baker and Ennis from the South. They don't play each other, but they're opposite. And then you've got Anaconda, which was number 1 from the West, and of course Chinook, which is number 2 from the North. So Chinook will play Baker, and Anaconda will play Ennis, I think. I don't have my bracket in front of me. I may have screwed that up, but I'm pretty sure that's what I got.
So. Nope, you are right, spot on there. Back on the with whole Florence running, you know, pressuring you guys with the press. Do you feel like you're prepared for that press, being that the girls kind of struggled with it a little bit before?
Yeah, they struggled against Poplar a little bit at the end. We hope so. We think so. We've got, you know, different press breakers and things that we do. We could have probably solved that problem against Poplar there at the end with just a little bit of thought on my part, a little smarter on my part. I kind of screwed that up probably. But we talked about it yesterday. We looked at their press. They run a couple different presses, but generally, this year we haven't had too much trouble with presses. If we can remind ourselves to get organized out there, and we don't need a timeout, we kind of we don't get pressed too much. But we can have trouble with ball pressure, which is a little different in the half court set and some of those things. When Florence does some of the things they do, which they'll just trap out of a zone, trap out a man, they'll trap around the floor in different spots. I'm a little more worried about that than I am the organized press when we have our organized press breaker. But, you know, there's a lot of things to worry about when you go in these state tournaments, because all these teams are good, and you can't solve every problem. You just hope that you give that other team more problems than they give you. But they're just kids. They're not perfect, and they make a lot of mistakes. And as adults, we got to remember that. And the thing is, they do a lot of great things too. So I hope it'll be fun, and I hope they'll have a good showing there. And I think they will. I'm pretty proud of them this year. They've just done a good job. getting through all the adversity, and they've improved so darn much. It's kind of fun to watch them.
It is very enjoyable to watch them. It's there. You got a good ball club there.
Yeah.
And so this week, you know, are you guys kind of taking it light with practices and just running through? Are you hitting it hard or?
No, we a lot of these kids, they played three games in a weekend. Last night was pretty light because we watched some film, and we did scrimmage a little bit and practiced some defensive things, and we did a lot of shooting. We can always do shooting. Tonight will be a little more of a practice, probably a little more strenuous, and then Wednesday we'll be on the road. We're going to be practicing at MSU Billings, and you don't get a whole lot out of those. You do a lot of shooting and walk through stuff, and the kids are pretty much in shape. It's just a matter of, you know, sometimes a sprained ankle can do you a lot more damage than what gain you can get by walking through the same stuff you've been doing over and over again, or, you know, scrimmaging through it. So you kind of balance your pros and cons, and the kids need to get rested up. A lot of them aren't that healthy either. We still have some sicknesses. We've got some ankle injuries. We've got some bruised muscles and things like that, so we're trying to take care of ourselves too, but still do some running and some scrimmaging, trying to balance it. But no, the practices aren't as, like, you know, before Christmas type practices or anything like that.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Coach. Thanks for joining me today. Appreciate you taking the time.
All right, well, thank you for having me. Yep, thanks a lot.
All right, and we will have the game here on KMMR Mustang Radio. We'll have our announcers down in Billings covering the Mets. So good luck, Mets, and thanks for tuning in.